The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We welcome our viewers back to another episode of the program The Challenges of Youth, where we discuss various challenges that the youth do face and how it is that we can overcome those challenges with Islamic guidance. Alhamdulillah, and today we have another beautiful topic of discussion that often involves us in some way or the other and something that we need to protect ourselves from as well, inshallah. But before we get to our discussion, let's first listen to a beautiful benefit of reciting salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned in a beautiful hadith that whoever recites salawat 50 times daily, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Wow, subhanallah, what a simple wazifa for such a great benefit. 50 times salawat daily is not difficult. If we recite salawat 10 times after each salah, inshallah azza wa jal, we will accomplish that target of 50 salawat daily. So I make the niyat, you make the niyat too, that let us try to increase in salawat a minimum target of 50 times daily. Not a difficult target. If we can increase, subhanallah, we will receive more and more barakat, more and more blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina mawlana Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, today's topic of discussion is regarding violating the rights of others. Violating the rights of others. Yes, this is a serious difficulty, a serious problem that we do face in society, that many people's rights are being violated. Sometimes our rights are being violated, and sometimes without even realizing it, we are violating the rights of others. And thus, it is important that we pay attention to this. If we don't pay attention to it, we might just be stepping into a dangerous zone. Therefore, we should be paying attention to this. So inshallah, in today's discussion, we will pay attention to that, give more focus to that. And so inshallah, we'll be looking at our lives through a new and a clearer lens, inshallah azza wa jalla. Now, before we get into any further discussion on this topic, first let us soothe our hearts and refresh our spirits by listening to the praises of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the form of Naat-e Paak. Inshallah azza wa jalla, you stay with us, enjoy this beautiful kalam, and just after the kalam, we'll get into our topic of discussion. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa bulalo Madine, Aqa bulalo Madine, Gumbade Khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi, Gumbade Khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi, Meethe Madine mein bulaye aakhri nabi, Phir Gumbade Khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi, Meethe Madine mein پھر گنبدِ خضرہ دکھائے آخری نبی آ کر کروں روتے ہوئے کعبے کا میں طواف آ کر کروں روتے ہوئے کعبے کا میں طواف مکے کے جلوے پھر دکھائے آخری نبی پھر گنبدِ خضرہ دکھائے آخری نبی میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی پھر گنبدِ خضرہ دکھائے آخری نبی میرے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی میرے عبادت کی مجھے توفیق چاہیے رب کی عبادت کی مجھے توفیق چاہیے، فرمائیے حق سے دعا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، بعد آپ کے ہرگز نہ آئے گا نبی نیا، بعد آپ کے ہرگز نہ آئے گا نبی نیا، واللہ ایمان ہے میرا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، مدینے بلا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، آقا سنگری جانیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش، آقا سنگری جانیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش، ایمان پہ میرا خاتمہ اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، میرے مدینے شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، دے دے شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، روز قیامت بخشوا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا عطار زار کا، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا عطار زار کا، جلوہ دکھا کلمہ پڑا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، آقا بلانا مدینے۔
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، what a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I'm sure that your hearts are feeling refreshed, your spirits are feeling rejuvenated by listening to the praises of your beloved, my beloved, the universal beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, and that you are feeling closer to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and yearning even more than before to visit the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwarah. May Allah azza wa jal take you all along with your families, along with Murshid al-Kareem welcome to the blessed city of Madinat al-Munawwara. Ameen bi jahi khatam al-Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, today's topic of discussion was regarding violating the rights of others. And this is an extremely important discussion. Time and time again, we often feel that our rights are being violated. I think it's a worldwide situation, a common scenario that people do feel that people are infringing upon their rights. Something belongs to you, someone else takes it, uses it. Perhaps they have some authority and therefore they feel that they can do so. Many people abuse other people's belongings, etc., by taking that which belongs to others and was not their right. But it is an extremely severe offense. Sometimes, whilst people are in positions of authority, then they think that nobody can harm them, nobody can do anything to them. You would from time to time hear people saying to others, then what are you going to do to me? So do something, let us see. However, it is extremely important to know and to understand that even though someone may not be able to take their revenge for you having taken their right within this world, in the afterlife, there is accountability. People may be weaker than us within this dunya. Perhaps we have some strength, and remember, our strength is often our test. Yes, our strength is often our test. How is it that we are going to use that strength? Are we going to use it by taking that which is not ours? Are we going to take it by usurping the rights of other people? Are we going to take it by harming other people? Are we going to take it by taking other people's wealth? These are all dangerous and evil ways of using the strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. For indeed, if someone else cannot take their revenge within the dunya, on the day of judgment, that revenge will be taken. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said very beautifully in a hadith, كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانِ. And you hear it time and time again. In many parts of the world, it is mentioned during the Jumu'ah khutbah as well, that as you do will be done upon you. As you do will be done upon you. In English, they say, what goes around comes around. In Urdu, جَسِ كَرْنِي وَسِ بَرْنِي. All of them have the same meaning. It's taken from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As you do will be done upon you. Whether it be to a human being, or it be to an animal, or it be to any of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to ensure that we fulfill everyone's right. If we are going to take anyone's right, then the adab is very severe. The adab is extremely severe. On the day of judgment, we will have to account for that. There's a narration, there's a story of a person from previous times that had repented from his sins and worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 70 years. Yes, a person from previous times, having repented from his sins and worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 70 years, you would think, how amazing. Subhanallah azza wa jal, 70 years of ibadah, after a person had repented, after a person had done tawbah, but when this person passed away, someone else saw him in a dream and asked, how is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has treated you? What is it that has happened to you ever since you have passed on? So this person had mentioned that I have been prevented from entering Jannah. I have been prevented from entering Jannah. And why is it that I've been prevented from entering Jannah? Is because I used someone else's toothpick without the permission of the owner. I used a toothpick without the permission of the owner, and thus I am being held back from entering Jannah. So whatever is someone else's belongings, we need to be extremely cautious. We need to take lots of care to ensure that we don't hurt anyone. We don't use their belongings without permission. Yes, now someone may ask that perhaps within the home, something may belong to their brother, something may belong to their sister, something may belong to someone's spouse, and we may want to use it. And you would find often that siblings would use little items between themselves. They may share an item, or it may belong to one sibling and another sibling may use it, and vice versa. So in this case, if it is understood that my sibling would not mind me using it, then this is considered a permission. If it would be understood that my sibling would not mind me using his comb, for example, then this is considered to be a permission. However, when we know that the next person would not want it to be the case, or the next person is a stranger, then it is important that we take permission before we use anyone else's item, or else we are accountable for having used that which was not ours without permission. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali also mentioned something, and this is very important with regards to us using or taking anyone's wealth without their permission or in a wrong way, in a cruel manner, in a manner of dhulm, in a manner of oppression. From time to time, you may find that people in authority might use other people's wealth, take other people's wealth without their permission or forcefully. Yes, now how dangerous this is. Perhaps we think that we may not be answerable within the dunya because that person may not be able to do anything to me. Some person may steal someone else's wealth. Someone may have someone else's wealth in their hand or in their possession and then use from that instead of returning or giving the entire amount back to the owner. But even though the person might not be held accountable within the world, even though the person might get away from court cases, or even if they face court cases, they might win those court cases, but in the hereafter, what is the case then? Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says that on the Day of Judgment, for 3 paisas that someone has taken, which refers to a little amount of money, for a little amount of money that someone had wrongfully taken from someone else, we will have to pay that back on the Day of Judgment. A little amount of money taken from someone else, we will have to pay that back on the Day of Judgment. However, on the Day of Judgment, we do not trade in wealth. There is no currency of the dunya that we trade in on the Day of Judgment. Within the world, we have various currencies that if we take someone's wealth, we can give back that wealth within the dunya. We can ask for maaf within the dunya. We can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness within the dunya. But if the person did not do tawbah and had not returned back that wealth, even if it be 3 paisas or a little amount of wealth, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says that on the Day of Judgment, you will have to pay that back. And how is it that you will pay that back? You would have to pay that back by 700 salah with jama'ah, 700 congregational salah. Allahu Akbar. Now, just think, 700 congregational salahs. How many people have that? And even if we do have that, how do we know we have 700 accepted salah wa jama'ah, accepted congregational prayers? And that's for a little amount of money. And now if we take from various people, we usurp people's rights, we hurt people, we take their belongings without their permission, we forcefully take their wealth, how is it that we are going to repay everyone else? On the Day of Judgment, people will be brought to the Divine Court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and people will make their claims. People will make their claims and they will make claims that so-and-so person has taken my wealth, so-and-so person has hurt me, so-and-so person has abused me within the dunya. And what will happen to these people? Their good deeds will be taken away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us in a beautiful hadith in Sahih Muslim Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had asked his blessed companions, that oh my blessed companions, who is it that is penniless, that doesn't have any wealth? And the Sahaba ikram naturally responded, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person who does not have any wealth, the person who does not have any currency or any belongings to a monetary value, that person is penniless. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one who is penniless is the one who comes with lots of a'mal on the Day of Judgment. He comes with lots of good deeds on the Day of Judgment. However, he had taken other people's rights. He had abused someone, he had hurt someone, he had shed someone's blood. And on the Day of Judgment, all those people whose rights he had taken, they will come forth on the Day of Judgment and they will make their claim against that person. And when that person needs to now pay back, how will he pay back? He will pay back by giving good deeds. He will pay back by giving good deeds, because good deeds, that is the currency of the hereafter. And so he will give away all of his good deeds. And if such a person's good deeds are finished, then what does that person do? That person will then take the sins of others. That person will then take the sins of others. And how unfortunate it is that many people will enter hell. They will enter the fire, not due to their own sins, but due to the sins of others. How is it that they will enter the fire? How is it that they will enter the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to the sins of others? Is because they hurt people, they oppress people, they had violated others' rights. And thus they will take those people's sins until their burden is so heavy that they are thrown in the fire. And many people will enter heaven, many people will enter Jannah, not because of their own good deeds, but because of the good deeds of others. And how is that possible? How is it that people will enter Jannah, they'll enter heaven through the good deeds of others, not their own good deeds? That is because other people would have taken their rights. And if others have taken their rights, then on the Day of Judgment, they will make claims against those people in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that so-and-so has taken my right. And thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that the person who has usurped another's rights, the person who has violated the rights of others, he will be giving his good deeds. He will be giving his good deeds to those whose rights he had violated. And thus, people will be collecting good deeds that they themselves have not done. But because their rights were violated, because perhaps they were oppressed within the dunya, now they are receiving the good deeds of others. They are receiving the good deeds of their oppressors. And so, they will enter Jannah by means of others' good deeds. And so, this teaches us some very important lessons. Number one, do not oppress anyone. If we are to oppress anyone, we are going to be giving them our good deeds. And on that day, on the Day of Judgment, when we need those good deeds, when nobody will want to just give away good deeds, how is it that we would feel on that day when our good deeds are being taken because of us having oppressed others? May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us. And so do not oppress anyone. Be careful of others' rights. And the second important lesson we can learn from this, that if we are oppressed, yes, it's best that you try not to be oppressed. Don't put yourself in a position where you are going to be oppressed. However, if forcefully someone oppresses us and we don't have a way of retaliating, then understand that on the Day of Judgment, your haqq will be given. This life is a temporary life in which we might have to bear patience over certain things. And so, bear some difficulties with patience, but know that on the Day of Judgment, you will get the full recompense. If anyone had hurt you in the dunya, if anyone had hurt you within the dunya, then you will get the recompense from them on the Day of Judgment. But it is beautiful, it is wonderful, and it is better for you if it is possible for you to find it within yourselves to forgive others. If someone had taken our right and we forgive them, understand perhaps we might not get the good deeds from that person, but Allah Azza wa Jalla is aware of you forgiving that person. Allah Azza wa Jalla is aware of you returning the evil that they have done with goodness instead. They might have wronged you, but you have given them good du'as. And remember, the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can shower you with for you having forgiven the person and for you having made good du'as for that person instead is much more than you could have taken from that person in rewards. And so, develop a heart of forgiveness. Forgive as much as possible. Don't take people's rights. But if our rights are infringed upon, then we must learn to forgive. We must learn to let go. And we must learn to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for acceptance of our forgiveness and of our sabr. Don't we desire and don't we wish that we are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And there's glad tidings for those who forgive the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that inshallah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. So if we are wronged by anyone, try to forgive. But very importantly, be careful not to hurt any believer, not to hurt any person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ آذَى مُسْلِمًا فَقَدْ آذَانِي وَمَنْ آذَانِي فَقَدْ آذَى اللَّهُ. Allahu Akbar. That whoever harms or hurts a Muslim, then indeed he has hurt me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so attached to his blessed ummah, to his beloved ummah, that whoever harms the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is hurt by this. And whoever hurts the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then indeed know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take revenge for whoever hurts the beloved of Allah. So do not hurt the beloved of Allah by hurting his ummatis. Be careful of the feelings of others. Be careful of the rights of others. This is a very thin line, a very dangerous line for us to go near, for us to be close to taking anyone else's right. Rather, be careful not to take their rights and forgive those who take our rights. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us from ever hurting anyone, from ever taking the rights of others. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill forgiveness in our hearts. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all. Ameen. Bijahi khatam al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please do stay tuned. Continue watching Madani channel. Continue your recitation of salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And continue learning the beautiful pearls of wisdom from our blessed deen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.